years ago, Time Magazine interviewed a very people. cover story of the fifth gospel, along with Matthew, Mark, Brooks, and John, the fifth and ends up with Johann Sebastian Bach. And I like that. I think that's good. You Lutherans, and I say that because I'm not teaching Lutheran school, and I'm going to play the organ and the repertoire and the sister. But I say you Lutherans are really fortunate because Johann is a Lutheran. Tonight we're going to get our whole program of Lutheran music. We're going to hear Paul Bach. People here don't like Bach, now it's time to go to sleep. But it's sort of amazing. Everybody likes Bach, don't they? He's truly a wonderful composer. And he belongs to that era, the Baroque era, which is a style of music which is so accessible to all of us. And I wish I could tell you why. I'm not quite sure why, but it's so accessible. Everyone loves it. And we all have our favorite pieces. And I'm going to play a couple favorite pieces tonight. Some of their spoken names and say, oh yeah, I know that piece. But it's some of your pieces that you know. Johann Sebastian Bach, born in 1685, you think about American history, the pilgrims came right at the turn of the century, 1600, approximately in 1620, they published their first book in America, today, a long book. So, Bach was being around, but America was developing, things were happening here, people were pushing west, and 1685, Bach arrived in Germany. Very important composer. A survey I heard about when I was a student at the University of Michigan was taken of composers, living composers, of music historians, musicologists, performers, and the question was, who is the greatest musician or the person who had the greatest contribution to music? One of the answers was Franco Colombo. He was about number 31. He was all the way back in the 1200s to invent the five-line staff. He was a poet for that. But the number one person was Johann Sebastian Bach. And not many people argue with that. You may go to the water, being in second. Most of them are on third. But Johann was first. The glorious human being. He's also a very interesting person. In his day, numerology, numbers, was very important. And just his name is fascinating. Bach, B-A-C-H, comes out in the alphabet, big alphabet, A, B, C, D, A, etc. Comes out 2138. D is 2, A is 1, C is 3, etc. 2138. And that equals 14. Now, that doesn't seem anything special, but if you put J, S, Bach in, and count the J and S, you get 41, which is a retrograde or backwards of 14. And that was very important. And Bach did all sorts of things with that. Now listen, the very last piece he wrote, he was on his deathbed, and his son-in-law was writing down what the father Bach told him right now. And he did a prayer off prayer. And it was only a Dutch report, and he was rewriting it. The very last thing he wrote, and it was, when in the hour of utmost need. Now that's a topic or a title which is so appropriate. But there's many hymn tunes, they are interchangeable with the tune. You can have one tune and have a couple texts which go with it. So Bach crossed off that, he didn't like that, when an hour of utmost need. And he wrote, when I stand before the throne, which is another possible text for that. So Bach was right on with the Lutherans. But in the crowd, remember the numbers, I'm going to back the numbers, the piece was 14 meters long, and the chorale, which was a soprano, had 41 notes in it, in the beginning again. So he finally put his stamp of one. I don't know. Fantastic. And that thing I played a moment ago, you also know it, you probably remember. Let me play it again. Is B-A-C-H. And it's probably the most marvelous composer's name in music, translated into music. Okay? The German nomenclature gives B flat as B, A as A, C as C, and B natural top, or H, okay, so you get B-A-C-H. And not many composers can wipe their names in music, but Bach does, and that theme is so powerful. And every once in a while, you'll find it in music for its sixth of B-A-C-H. And it's so wonderful to find it. For the last groups of pieces he was writing, the part of the few. And right toward the end of it, in fact, he didn't finish the view. He had a quadruple view going to that night. A really wonderful thing. But the last thing he introduced in this view was B-A-C-H. And then about halfway through the view, it drops off and he never finished it. I think God says, you're getting too smart, Bob, and canceled it. I was in Germany about 7 years ago, studying with a box caller there, sitting in his living room one day, and he was looking through the mail, and he says, Tom, what is this? On the back. And he said, this number, here's his number. And I said, that's a zip code. And it was from Harvard, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and the number was 02138. It was a BACA number. And he got so excited about that. And I often thought about moving to Cambridge so I had a white zip code. Bob wrote tons of things, just tons of things. I'm doing a series right now. 1985 will be the tricentennial, 300 years since he was born. 1685, 1985, coming. I've been playing all kinds of pieces the last 3 years. On a 4 year cycle, I'm trying to play all the harp strokes and all the organs. I'm going to make it. There are so many pieces, but they're so grand. There's a man in the 19th century called Julius Reutter. And I think he's German. How's that sound? We'll call him German. He's European, but I think he's German. And he wrote a fantastic piece for organ called Sonata 94. Sonata on the song. And it's a wonderful piece. That's the only piece he wrote. And so, well, this is a great piece. He's not really a great composer. One piece doesn't do it. But the other one, piece after piece. D minor mass, St. Matthew Passion, St. John Passion, 300 cantatas, 300 organ works, 400 or 500 harpsichord works, the choral work, the flute sonata you're going to hear once a night. It just goes on and on and on. All those great pieces. How wonderful. Well, we're going to do some of those great pieces tonight. And we should call this concert tonight, Bob and the Bulldog of My Friends. I've got all sorts of people going to perform. Now, one of the bad things about not having a program is you don't know when this is going to be over. This could go all night. There are so many pieces. But we won't do that to you. There are only 9 pieces, so we've got enough fingers. You can keep track of where we are in the program. All right? And it's all by a box. You don't have to worry about who wrote it. 2 more pieces. Open and close it so that you sort of know where we are. That'll give us balance. E. Power Biggs commenting on the origin of a pipe organ in churches way back in the 1400s. This was really a secular instrument. Kings traded back and forth for giving these gifts in when they were developed. But Biggs said, the irresistible sound of a pipe organ is still in the church. And that's so true. This is sort of wood in here, and it's not a pipe organ. But I think you get the idea, because box music works on almost anything. It's really fantastic. You've heard on harmonicas, you've heard on bad pianos, and you're going to hear on the harpsichord tonight. It works on everything. It's really so marvelous. So let me play for you to start off tonight. Prodigy Fugue in D minor, which is some of you associated with Phantom of the Opera. But it's a fun piece, and I think you'll enjoy it if I get all the notes. Alright, so here it is. Now I'm going to use music tonight. I've got a good looking page turner someplace. And it sounds something like this. I hope it sounds a lot like this. Thank you.
Bach wrote a number of works which people borrowed from. He wrote the works, then later on somebody would use that same music to write other music. We're going to do two pieces tonight. The next piece I'm going to play is probably the second most famous piece. You've just heard the most famous piece. So you're going to hear a lot of pieces you know tonight. The C major prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Bach wrote two Well-Tempered Claviers, volume one, volume two. And those pieces were to show off the different keys. He wrote a piece in every key. C major, C minor, C sharp minor, D major, right up the scale. The first one we're going to do tonight is C major, and that's been rewritten by Charles Gounod, Frenchman, for a solo, and there's some words to it in one arrangement, and we have a violin arrangement of it tonight that Sonia Rice is going to play for us. So you're going to hear, first of all, the original, the way Bach wrote it, and then you'll hear how Gounod used that as a basis for a new piece. So, Well-Tempered Clavier, Prelude, and in C. I'm not playing the fugues on these so that you can hear the relationships. Gounod would really be for piano as opposed to harpsichord. When he was writing, the harpsichord was not popular, late 19th century, so it's more appropriate for us to do it on the piano. So Sonia, you need to tune. Thank you.
So first of all, the harpsichord version. Thank you.
talent in this camp, that it's really fun to put a program together, because one can do all sorts of things. I've got a good flute player in camp, Tosh Jordan. I would like to play a flute sonata for you that Bach wrote. It's an unaccompanied piece. Bach wrote a number of unaccompanied pieces, the most famous of which are the cello sonatas, six in number. He wrote, I think, six flute sonatas that are accompanied, but this particular one is unaccompanied, so I get to rest on this one and let Tosh do all the work. So, Tosh.
This piece is in four movements, and it's kind of long, so if you're falling asleep, you might want to do something about it before I start.
Thank you.
would frequently put at the top of his manuscript before he began to write in Latin some words which meant Jesus help. And when he finished the composition, he would put the God be glory. And this next piece really exemplifies that for me. It was my very favorite anthem. All the choral forms of music that have been written, the anthem is the one that has the most numbers. There's millions and millions of anthems out there. Lots of good ones. This is my very favorite, and I hope you'll enjoy it. We're going to use a double quartet and a octet singing tonight. I'd like to tell you who those people are, because they've come to a couple rehearsals and put in a lot of time, and they have some nice voices, so it's only fair that you know. Let's see if I get all the names pronounced correctly. For our first quartet, we have Jesse Eastman, soprano, alto, Mary Sutton, tenor, Tim Kishnick, bass, Rob Roden. And in our second quartet, Barb Copperwood, soprano, alto, Jackie Balois, tenor, Tosh Jordan, and bass, Bill Gibbons. So here is Bach's anthem, King of Glory, King of Peace.
one of the pieces I had planned. Maybe you can do it next week if you're all here, all right? And we'll close with the piece by Bach where he borrowed from someone else. Vivaldi was living at this time in Italy and writing a number of concerto grosso, and Bach and a number of other composers were rather interested in the form and wrote pieces, organ pieces, on these concertos. So this is a concerto in A minor for organ alone. It's no orchestra. The organ does it all by itself. Thank you.
Thank you.